And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. It's different now. It's different now. Ooh, that's going to be pretty interesting. Plus, the ups. Can you say that with me? The ups from works alone. We're going to answer the two questions. It's not the Manish Tana, which is in Hebrew, and of course in Yiddish, the four questions. This is the two questions. And then today's Facebook post, I challenge.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A lot of things to tell you. Please don't stop praying for the people that are going through it in Texas with the Hurricane Harvey scenario. We definitely encourage you to call 888-248-0312. 888-248-0312. As we understand now, we had Scott Wilder on 2 days ago and yesterday, so as we understand it now, there was originally 30,000 people displaced, and it was down to like 17,000, but now they're expecting that number to go up because a couple of rivers or a couple of bodies of water are cresting, and the needs are continual. I will give credit to the people in Texas for just doing an outstanding job for taking care of one another, and I give big zings to everybody in the press that has said anything negative about the people in Texas, the federal government, the state government. If this was the time to be picking and choosing political sides, you are dumb at best. And so we need to be praying for these people. They're doing a great job. It's really funny you think about that. Yesterday, somebody stuck a camera in a lady's face, and the lady just went ballistic. Just like, this is the time for you to get a news scoop? People are out there drowning, and people are out there dying, and you want to get a news scoop? I mean, they were just going, okay, listen, help. If you're out there with a camera, drop your camera and help people. That's called humanity. Yeah, not everything's about ratings. Believe it or not, I said that on the radio. You're kidding on this show. We tell you to change the channel. We don't care. I can't care about stuff like that. All right, this segment brought to you by our fantastic friend, Sam Rasul. Sam is the man. Sam Rasul just does everything real estate. I'll just say these two things. You tell me who else does this. First, if you're selling your house, and let's say you don't have a front door, which makes it hard to sell your house, Sam will forward, not just for a front door, but up to $25,000. 25 Jeezles. in order to help you fix up your house so it can sell faster. Then when the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow. He doesn't charge any interest. It's like, come on. Who's doing that? Nobody. He takes 25% a rooney out of his gross commission, gives it to whatever church or ministry you would like. Who's doing that? Nobody. ThinkSam.com. If you're thinking real estate, you're thinking Sam. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you, as you know, I like to say, send them to Sam. There we go. That is so good. Agent Squire shaking his head. Come on, that was a good one. All right, let's get into the what's bugging me. This is a gross one. Sorry. Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control is gentle as a butterfly. E. coli termite.com. 800-332-BUGS. Ah! Gotcha. Here we go. This is not a pleasant one. You know, some of them are more fun than others. Like when I make a mistake on the microphone after, you know, 2,400 hours of doing mic stuff. This one was really bothersome, and my wife and I had to do something about it. Have you ever... No, wait. Just bear with me, and then we'll get into the talk. Have you ever gone to bed, and you were super comfy? Right? Comfortable. Right? See ya. I'll see you in snoozy land. I'm out. And then you wake up about 2:30 or 3 in the morning, and your pillows... and your head and your shirt are drenched in sweat. And you don't even know why. And you know what the worst part about it is? The thing that bugs me is, you know what you do? Just like what I do? You go right back to bed on all the pillows. on all the... Don't lie. You say the same thing I do. I'll take care of it in the morning. That bugs me. I don't know why. I go to bed. I feel totally comfortable. It's totally cool. The air is even on. It blows on my wife. It blows on the bed. I end up sweating. That's what's bugging me. You think, well, that's a dumb thing. Not at 3 in the morning when you're dripping sweat. It's not so dumb then. All right, let's get into our very first DDD. It's called It's Different Now. Revelation chapter 22, verse 4 says, they will see his face and his name will be on their foreheads. This is the New Testament. Revelation chapter 22, verse 4. They will see his face and his name will be on their foreheads. And if you are an Old Testament fan, you will go, wait. I've read that thing in Judges. Chapter 13, verse 22. Wait. Because that guy, that Monao guy, said to his wife, you know, we've seen God, we've seen the face of God, we're going to certainly die. Well, that concept wasn't incorrect in the Old Testament. Exodus 33:20 says, but God said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. That concept wasn't wrong. Manoah was not a... theologically incorrect. He just thought, well, we just saw the face of God. We're dead. But yeah, in the Old Testament, let me tell you something. It's a little different schematic going on there. But here's the thing. We are now in something amazing called the New Testament, the New Covenant. And you know the difference between the new and the old is one is new and one is old. Nothing gets by you. You are the sharpest audience. 1 Corinthians 13:12, for now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. You see, what has happened is the gulf between man and God was bridged by Jesus Christ. And as the Old Testament demonstrates, God was illustrating his holiness time and time again, and that man was incapable of reaching across that bridge without assistance from God. But through Jesus Christ, now it's a different ballpark. It's a different covenant. It's a new covenant. By the way, a covenant is not just a contract, which a lot of people say, oh, covenant's a contract. It's a mild contract. It's actually an agreement. It's a you do this, I'll do this kind of thing. But it's not you date it, you sign it, you have a witness to it. It's like, no, this is God's witness against us, by the way, is the rocks. So if you get my drift, it's like, well, then you make this agreement. You better fulfill it, period. But in the new covenant, there is no more you can't see my face. In fact, in the old covenant, the high priest went in, and you go through Leviticus, which I've just been doing in this past month and a half. The high priest went into the very presence of God once a year. But now through Jesus Christ, any believer, because of Jesus Christ, the high priest, can go into the very presence of God any time. The throne room is open 24/7, 365. And instead of being afraid of seeing the face of God, and in the Old Testament it was definitely established to understand his holiness, now in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, we want to see the face of God. In fact, that's our passion, to see the face of God. That's a part of our eternal hope. Hey, here's the message. It's different now. Jesus Christ brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And now, living with God forever and seeing him is what we breathe for. Yeah, that's going to be so awesome. You should be excited. It's an exciting thing that we will see God at that level. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart, there are tears. So I come to you, my friend. And now I'm asking you again.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Grabbing hold of something new is so hard, especially when you have to let go of the familiar. I'm Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transformed Through Truth. Jeremiah wrote a letter telling the children of Israel to move ahead with their lives. In Jeremiah 29:5, he said, "Build houses, settle down, plant gardens, and eat what they produce." Basically, God said, "Carry on your lives as normal, even in the middle of slavery in enemy territory." If we look to God in his stability in the midst of change, we experience his faithfulness, his provision, and his goodness. Looking back too much can freeze us, like Lot's wife. When she looked back on the pleasures of Sodom and Gomorrah, she was turned into a pillar of salt. Jeremiah 29:7 says, "Seek the peace and the prosperity of the city to which I've carried you into exile." This was strange advice to these captives who were enslaved by their enemy. And this is the type of outlook that sets us apart from the world. When we trust God, we are showing the world that the object of our trust does not change like our circumstances. God never changes. This is his attribute of immutability, which means never changing or varying. Understanding this reminds us God will always be the same. He is stable. Psalm 102 verses 25 through 27 says, "In the beginning, You laid the foundations of the earth, but you remain the same and your years never end. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the change that seems like an obstacle blocking my path. Thank you for showing me it's an opportunity, an open door to new things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZE, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's see. Keep praying for people all around the country. You know, one thing the Lord has had me do since the beginning of the year, it's been a weird thing. I've never done it before. I'm just being honest. You'd think I'd do it all the time, but I didn't or don't or hadn't. I'm trying to do it, but it does help me a little bit. And that is, I always make sure to give the big whopping 3 or 4 second shout out every prayer for all believers. Just like, you know, let all the believers be encouraged. Because somehow we all have to be connected. Now, you should be praying more than that and longer than that. But I'm just, you know, I'm working it into my own system. I'm encouraging you to work in a system. Anytime you're praying, I just don't think it's a bad thing to just say, all believers. You know, just like, just because if you pray for all believers, you know who's getting included in that prayer? You are. Ah! So it's not like you're doing something that's like that foreign. I mean, you're used to praying for yourself, right? Okay. You know, just say, hey, Lord, bless all the believers. Guide all the believers. Don't say, give all the believers the lotto numbers, because everybody knows that's kind of phony. All right. We're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to talk about Whitefield's next segment. I'm going to cover some of these other things first. Don't forget the KPRZE app. You just go to your app store and type in KPRZ. KPRZE, KPRZE. You can get confused if you try and write out KPRZE. That's why you just want to go KPRZE. It is free. You can use it on anything. You can use it on a smartphone, an iPad, a tablet, other devices. They have that new device. I don't know if you've heard about the brand new technology called Invisophone. Have you heard about that? Yeah. You can't see it, but it's there. Just remember that. Don't forget the 12th annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch taking place October 5th at City View Church, sponsored by Church Design and Construction, San Diego Christian College. Keynote speaker, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Yay! Food provided by French Gourmet. Seating is limited. Register at kprz.com while you still have the opportunity. Encourage that strongly. Also, and if I do this wrong, I got Agent Squires to help me right off the bat. But Family Life Weekend to Remember, doing an event October 27th through the 29th in Carlsbad. Or they got something taking place in November 17th through the 19th in La Jolla. So it's like both places kind of like, ooh, that's kind of nice. All you got to do is go to weekendtoremember.com and you can save $100, $100 off of that registration. Use the promo code WEEKEND. Although, does it have to be capitalized? It's weekend, but nobody knows. Well, try it both ways. One way or another, it'll work. Okay, let's get into our next little area called the oops from works alone. You're probably not thinking this is going to come out of this text, but maybe so. You've listened to the show for a little while. You understand. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Now, you hear a text like that, and inevitably as a Christian and as somebody who's been in ministry and somebody who's got a big mouth, inevitably people go, well, what about this passage? You know, sometimes I'm worried that, you know, maybe I'm not saved, and they start doing the freak out thing. I'm going to really help you out. Super, 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 it's bad English, but it's fun. Super, super, super much. Ready? Here you go. If you're a person that's concerned on whether you're saved or not, you're saved. Because non-believers don't care. Believers care. That's the whole point. It's not even as you think, wait, no, it's pretty simple. If you're a non-believer, you could care less. Who cares? You don't believe. If you're a believer and you're, the devil's just got you a little twisted in some theology knots. Big deal. Here's what Jesus is communicating without reservation, which can be substantiated in about 1,300 places in Scripture, starting with Genesis chapter 3 and then going forward. You have to do more than just say Jesus to be a Christian. You know, somebody was recently taken to jail because they committed a crime and they were a politician. And I'm not going to say which party they were, Democrat, and I'm not going to say what part of the country they were in the East, and I'm not going to say what they did, fraudulent funds. And so the whole point is the person goes, Jesus is my jury and my judge. Well, apparently Jesus found you guilty because you're going to jail. So the problem there is that you can't just use the name Jesus and have it count. You know, you can do it. Now, in a dream, when you're having a bad dream and you're fighting demons and you're struggling to get a word out, and the only thing you could say is, Jesus, and then all the demons poof like dust. Most Christians have had that dream. That's the time where that you say Jesus and it works. But saying Jesus and knowing Jesus are not the same. And the disqualifier that Jesus lays on there is simple. I never knew you. That's going a pretty long way since he knows quite a bit for him to say, I don't know you. How does a person get to the position where they don't know Jesus? Primarily the same way that you don't know somebody else. You never talk to them. You never spend time to them. You never listen to them. You never communicate with them. You never engage with them. You know, I got people that don't love me. Did you know that? I don't know if you're aware of that or not. I even engage with people that don't love me, even people that dislike me and despise me. I still say hello, okay? I still say hello to people that don't like me, right? I still say, how's it going? Because, you know, that's how you're supposed to engage with humanity. Jesus is talking about people that don't do that. They don't hang out with him. They don't know him. There's no connection to him. There's nothing. There's a reference every once in a while. I love this. When people say, well, you know, the Bible says, anytime somebody says to me, the Bible says, do you know what I say? I say address. Don't tell me the Bible says it. What's the address? You know, the Bible says God helps those who help themselves. Not only does the Bible not say that, but in fact, it's the opposite of that. Salvation comes to those who are fully dependent on God. So when somebody makes a big fancy quote, there had better be some address behind it if it's going to be scripture. Nobody does that more, by the way, than the people in the media, except for somebody who's trying to self-justify. And then, even worse, and this is worse, they will take one part of scripture and ignore the other 900 scriptures that have to do with the same subject. Here's the bottom line. You can't know of Jesus. That's not going to work. You can't, I do charity work in the name of Jesus. Who is Jesus, friend? I have no idea. I just do charity work in the name of Jesus. See, that doesn't work. That's not acceptable. Not knowing Jesus is a oops. Because then you just know of Jesus. You don't know Jesus. And the thing you don't want to hear is Jesus saying, who are you? What a terrible thought. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God if we want to stand firm in the face of spiritual warfare. But that list of items in Ephesians chapter 6 starts in a very important place. And Dr. Tony Evans will tell us why as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Piece number one, the truth belt. If you're going to dress up in Jesus, you need a belt. You need a truth belt. Now, the Roman soldier had this long tunic that flowed down to the ground. But when it came time to fight, he couldn't really maneuver with that thing. So he would tuck that thing up underneath his belt so he would have mobility. The belt had loops on it, which would carry his sword, for example, so he could connect his breastplate into it. It was the fundamental piece, everything else connected to it. Everything else hung on it. In other words, if he didn't have his belt, he couldn't wear his breastplate. If he didn't have his belt, he couldn't carry a sword. If he didn't have his belt, he couldn't hold everything together. To stand firm, hold on to God's ground that Satan is trying to take from you. He's trying to take your joy. He's trying to take your family. He's trying to take your meaning. He's trying to take your purpose. He's trying to take your future. He's trying to take your life. He's trying to take all of that. And God says, if you just get dressed and stop trying to live a naked Christian life, he won't be able to take stuff anymore.
Stop being a victim of the spiritual battle going on around you. Request a copy of Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare. It'll show you how to break the bonds Satan uses to keep us down, including traps like substance abuse or sexual, emotional, or relational issues. Get a copy of Victory in Spiritual Warfare today by visiting us at tonyevans.org. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, my good friend Steve Wheeler, his wonderful wife Coral, and their entire team committing to taking the gospel all over the world, committing to encouraging and supporting rural pastors all over the world, and I mean all over the world, in red zones, and red zone, for those that don't know, in missionary work, places where you preach the gospel and it could be a physical danger to you. You could be risking your life. And people will, I will say this, people make fun of that. Oh, well, that doesn't really happen. And when I pastored a church in Flagstaff, Arizona, there was a missionary gentleman named Noah, believe it or not. And, you know, we have a Noah here. But this was many, many years ago. He was a missionary. He went into an area and he was executed for his faith. It's like, yeah, it happens. No matter what you say, it happens. And so when these ministers are planting churches in places that are dangerous and you're getting support from a ministry like Whitefields Ministry, it's important because they're a support system and a support line for people on the front lines of spiritual warfare. So we encourage you to go to whitefields.org and check it out and just see if it's a fit, and if not, great. You can always pray for them. You can pray for them once a day, once a week, once a month, once a year. Just pray for them. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610. 86:10. All right. So this next devotional diamond of the day was something that I actually wrote about a month and a half ago, and I was looking at it, and I was thinking, what is wrong with this devotional diamond of the day? For those that don't know what that process is, so I'll be reading something in Scripture, doesn't matter where it is, and if I see something that I think, ah, that's cool, I mean, if I can apply that, or if there's a way to use that, I want to do that. And so there's this, you know, a little bit of a process, and then I'll write down a note or two, and then I'll go back to the passage when I'm in the office, and I'll look at it, maybe look at some commentaries in the Greek, and just look at, kind of get a flavor for it. And so I had written out some notes on this one called Two Questions. And I was looking at it, and I was like, there's something wrong with this. I know that sounds crazy, but it was like, there's something just not right. I don't get it. There's something off. And as I looked at it again, I kind of figured it out, and now is the time that I want to share it, and I just hope that it is intended for somebody or has a purpose to help somebody. That would be the best of all worlds. It's called Two Questions, coming out of Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 39. While they were describing these events, Jesus himself stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and frightened, thinking they had seen a spirit. "Why are you troubled?" Jesus asked. "And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." So for those that are trying to remember a little bit of the history somewhere between Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you will remember that there were, in the book of Luke, I believe, the two gentlemen on the road to Emmaus who Jesus ended up where he was walking with them and talking with them, but they didn't know that it was Jesus. Of course, I contend that that's purposeful in Scripture in the context of illustrating that many people are talking with Jesus, even walking close to Jesus, and don't even know it's Jesus. I think that's a great little testimony from the Lord. But the two are explaining the whole thing that happened. Well, we were talking, and, you know, this guy was walking with us, and we were like, you know, he's like, "What's the matter? Our teacher was gone. Haven't you heard about this? Everybody's heard about this. What do you know?" It's like he's going through the whole thing. While they're talking about it, Jesus shows up. You can't get much better of a verification system than they're talking about Jesus manifesting himself, and while they're sharing the story, bammo, Jesus is there again. That's a great system. That works out great. And what is the first thing that Jesus says to these disciples? What is the first thing Jesus said? All three initial appearances, what is the first thing that Jesus says to his disciples on a regular basis, and what is it that Jesus has to say to you and I on a regular basis to get our brains in the right place and to get our hearts in the right place? First thing he has to say, first thing he does say, and it certainly seems like the first thing he'll always say, is peace. Because in our lives, there is very little. There, and for those that do not know, peace is not a numbing of the mind. That's what a lot of people think that peace is. That's incorrect. Actually, peace is rest in the mind. Now, by rest, we mean there's nothing that's in turmoil. Some people, as you know, they get depressed. That's pressure and pressing down. Actually, the word depression comes from the picture word of a thumb pushing down on something with all of its might. And keeping it bound and down. And in our minds, that takes place. Though many think it's the enemy, many think it's the overwhelming of circumstance. Some people think there's a biochemical element. I don't know. Here's what I know for sure. It isn't good. And there's a lot of people that go through it. And so Jesus comes in and has to say right off the bat, peace, peace. And that is the one thing that you and I have, it's probably the hardest thing to receive because it seems so religious-y. It almost seems like a flowery thing to say. Like Jesus is walking around and throwing, you know, sand in the air and going, peace, peace, and throwing flowers. And you know, blowing kisses like he's in a pageant or something. It's like, I don't think that's what's going on. I think he's trying to settle us down because we get pretty riled up. And a lot of us are like, you know, doesn't work well. And then he appears to them, and the scripture says that they were startled and they were frightened, which really tells you they were caught off guard by Jesus manifesting himself. And I think that's a fascinating picture because they weren't expecting anything that Jesus, they didn't really understand what Jesus said, so they couldn't be expecting it. But even the two guys that had the manifestation on the road to Emmaus, they were, I mean, it's like everybody was like surprised. Oh, Jesus is here. Whoa. And there's this catching off guard where the Lord shows up in our lives or we're going through some really tough trial. And then all of a sudden, there's the Lord in the trial. Like, whoa. And you know what Jesus says? He puts two things together that I haven't put together before. He said, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise? You see, he's asking why we're troubled because that means that we're not trusting when we're troubled. Don't be afraid, Jesus said. You'll have trials in the world. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And you almost think like Jesus is going, do you remember what I said here? This is in John 14 for scriptural reference. Remember what I said? Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to handle it. And we're like caught off guard and he shows up and then we're troubled. And he's like, you know, out of that trouble that you're going through, that you're seething in, out of that whole trouble thing that you're going, doubts come up. Because you're entertaining the trouble and the trouble gives way to doubts and doubt crushes your faith. And then nothing's going good. And then some of us sit there and figure out, why can't we have faith for our situation? Well, let's see. We're troubled about it. We dwell in the trouble. And through the trouble come doubts. And then through the doubts comes this disassociation with any kind of faith. And then we're a mess. Why? There you go. It's because every time we see Jesus, we see him like a flicker. It's almost like, I don't know, this is a bad example for some of you, but some of you will get it. If you ever saw The Matrix, you'll see in The Matrix there was this one moment where the cat appears and then Neelix sees the cat. Not Neelix. Neo sees the cat again. And then it's like, they called it deja vu. It's like, it just appears and appears. It's like real fast. And that's how we see Jesus. There's Jesus. Okay, he's there. Bye. It's like, forget. You know, he is at the right hand of the Father, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Father knows everything that's going on, and Jesus is right next to him. I know some of us think that Jesus is a wind that blows in and blows out, but that's usually a preacher. They blow in, they blow up, they blow out. Here is what we need to recognize. Let's not be so caught off guard. Let's not be so troubled. Let's not give doubt the place to rise, and let's not allow doubt to quench our faith. Maybe we can be a little bit more anticipatory and less spooked by Jesus showing up, because these guys were like thinking it was a ghost. Maybe we should expect, anticipate, and trust that Jesus will show up, not be shocked when he does. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We'll take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hello, this is Dale Hendry. I'm the general manager here for Salem Media Group in San Diego, and Hurricane Harvey has hit home for me. I'm a native Houstonian, born and raised in the Houston, Texas area my whole life. My family, my friends, my nieces, my nephews are there, and my phone is blown up all weekend long. I'm coming to you today as a Houstonian and asking all of our fellow San Diegans to step forward and make an effort for all all the relief effort that's going on. We've partnered with Save the Children, and Save the Children is on the ground in Houston, Texas right now, and they're able to get all the right type of supplies for families forced to evacuate. So you can go right now to KPRZ.com, and your $50 donation goes right to Save the Children, and it'll be impacted today. Don't sit at home, watch television, and eat popcorn. Get active and help today.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The exhortation to rebuke the saints when necessary is not a license to act like a bully. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Even though others are carnal, there's no excuse to bully them. Remember, the goal is restoration, not vengeance. The greater goal is the glory of God and the purity of the saints. Can I level with you? Some of you ought not be involved in discipline. You're too strong. You're too abrasive. Some of you ought to pass that job on to those who are more gentle. Let the serious job be done, but let it be done by those who can do it with grace. Just trust me on this one.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. I'd like to ask you for prayer for my daughter as she is going through her second pregnancy, going through a little tougher time this time around. I don't know if it's really a tougher time or not, but it does seem like she's going to have to do a tighter diet. Baby is about 2.5 or 3 months away from saying hello to the world, and I can promise you, if you think I'm annoying, wait till you see these grandchildren grow up under the influence of their grandfather. I say, what was that Mr. T used to say? A pity to fool. Okay, anyway, I'm just saying. That's heading in somebody's direction somewhere. That's all I got for you. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a great way to do it. Plus, if you go to Facebook, there has been a big conservative movement, by the way, to get off of Twitter, get off of social networks where people are screaming, and even start restricting more on Facebook. You know, we had mentioned it was 3 years ago when RoboProducer was doing the producing, that there was a lawsuit that took place in social media. There have since been 10,000 lawsuits, and I'm telling you now, as I told you before, social media is going to tell you, think, oh, it'll never take crash. Wrong. You're so wrong. Because what's going to happen is people will not be able to say things to people without being accountable. And you're going to see a bunch of crashing taking. I'm telling you. I know. Could be 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I know. But it's going to happen. I'm telling you. But anyway, if you could do me a favor, as I'm just asking you quite simply here, just to pray for my daughter and her pregnancy, just so she'd have courage. From time to time, I would think it would be very difficult because you want to be as good a steward as you can be and be responsible, but recognize that whatever the Lord has in store, he has in store, and you do trust him. So I did pray for her to have courage and faith. Okay, today's Facebook post I wrote this morning. I have never written a Facebook post like this. And I don't know that I'll ever do it again, but I wrote everything in Dave Speak. Now, Dave Speak is, I decided to write everything a bit different than the normal way that one would write. I'm already a lousy writer, so I figured, how can this matter? So I wrote I Challenge, but I spelled it E-Y-E. I Challenge. And here was my challenge. And by the way, it said, I challenge and then a big U. So it's, I challenge you. So here it is. I'm going to give you a challenge. Ready? This is a challenge. Super easy, but it is a challenge nonetheless. I wrote to, T-O, capital C, to C, one, the number one. Thing to see one thing. So I challenge you to see one thing. Okay. The Lord is involved with in your life to, number two, day, and to thank him, number four, it. In other words, I challenge you to see one thing the Lord is involved with in your life today and thank him for it. Here is what I'm asking you to do. Now, it's a little later in the afternoon. Some people are listening to this at night. However, that works. If you can't do it today, you can do it tomorrow. I am challenging you to see one thing that the Lord is involved with in your life in the next 24 hours. And when you see that the Lord is involved with it, that you thank God for it. That's the challenge. It's not even, it's not complex, not bizarre, not weird. I don't see any kind of like, you know, oh, this is like new agey or this is spam or this is, you know, phishing where they're trying to get into. I don't be silly about all those ridiculous things. I challenge you to see one thing the Lord is involved with in your life and then to thank him for it. That can't get any more straightforward than that. If you need scriptural reference, I'll give you 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. Verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Unfortunately, most people don't really want to know what the will of God is, because the will of God is to thank him for everything. You don't want to know that. So I'm just asking you, I'm challenging you, but see one thing is the great joke about the soup goes, aha, aha, just one thing. And you see that one thing and you know the Lord's involved. And then instead of trying to figure all the angles out, which is pretty much what everybody does all the time, I'll figure this out because God has given it to me as a jigsaw. See, I'm going to put the puzzle together. All right, instead of doing that goofy stuff, get away from that. Just see one thing that God is involved with in your life. And as you see that he is involved with it, thank him. Not thank him because you get the answers ahead of time. Not thank him because he gives you a code to crack. None of that. I want you to thank him that he's involved in your life. Isn't that what isn't that the faith? God becoming, you know, one of us to be with us. So what do you do? You sip your tea. You laugh because people make fun of other people because they sip their tea on the air. You don't care. Here's what you do. You find one thing that God is doing in your life. And you put on your big boy and your big girl pants and you say, hey, thanks. I don't deserve it. Now you're getting close. Now I'd be getting close. I have found one thing today. I bet there's 9,000 things. But see it and thank him and recognize it. Just that easy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. We'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.